This is the Gatos and Chad Show.
What have we been asking for all week long?
Oh.
Other than free hamburgers and pizza.
Which is always nice. Well, lots of vaccines.
What have we been asking for? We've been asking for clarity. We've been asking for some dates. You know, we wanted Dr. Fauci over the weekend to tell us, hey, it's okay if grandma has both vaccines, you can hug your grandchild. He couldn't deliver on that.
No.
Right? We have Joe Biden today. What did he say? The president of the United States.
Yeah, you know, this doesn't sound like we're all heading back to normal anytime soon.
Do a little bit of the math.
Okay.
Getting the vaccine and having it available is not the same as putting it in someone's arm. This is going to be a continuous rolling effort. We will have ordered over 600 million doses by the end of July. July 29th is the expected date. But that could change. Look what's happening with the weather now, for example. I believe we'll be approaching normalcy by the end of this year. God willing, this Christmas will be different than last. But I can't make that commitment to you.
It's a terrible answer.
That is a terrible answer.
Yeah, because if you're going to listen to science, Mr. President, a lot of scientists are saying sometime this summer. We have been asking all week, you and I, give us a date. Give us something.
Yeah.
If you're the president, if you're Dr. Fauci, give us something. They're giving us nothing. Guess who actually gave us a date today? Dr. Karakrist.
Dr. Karakrist.
All right. We live in Arizona. We want to know when we're going to get the vaccine. Dr. Crist?
The vaccine supply is supposed to ramp up between March and April, so we should start seeing significant increases in the vaccine. Hopefully, April or May, we would be able to bring in the general population. But as we continue to get more vaccine, we're going to continue expanding through our eligible groups.
Hopefully, April or May. Okay, it gives me something to look forward to.
Yeah.
Okay, because we're basically done with, I mean, we're done in, you know, 4 or 5 days with February, and we're into
which
March.
Is crazy, but.
It is. But now she's talking April.
Yeah.
I'm putting it on the calendar. Even if it's rolled back just a little bit, I understand it. But at least, you know, this is from who's running the show here. If you live in Arizona and you just heard Dr. Chris say exactly what she said, you have something to look forward to. The general population getting vaccinated starting in April in Arizona. Now, we can go back and forth about, is she going to hit her mark? Is that actually going to happen? I don't know, but it sure is better than, well, at Christmas it'll be better.
I can't tell you for certain. Here's the other thing, and I was talking to a couple of people about this. For a lot of these, we've talked about unwinding. What you heard Biden said doesn't sound like they want to give everything up for, you know, really, they seem like they want to have some control.
Control and of what?
People. The whole thing.
I don't buy that.
Absolutely.
I don't buy that.
Absolutely.
You don't think the president wants to get shots in arms as fast as possible?
I think he may want to get some shots in arms. I don't think that's it. But they want to do it on their time frame at a rate that they feel like they could do. And as we've seen across the country for a lot of people, mm-hmm. you know, the no longer believe the 2 weeks to flatten the curve and we're doing this, that, and the other. But they're also not looking at the fact is they're looking at, like, they're not really counting people who are asymptomatic who've already had this as people who are already protected from it. They want to get everybody, as many people as possible, with shots in the arm, which I totally agree with. But you got to count everybody. You can't just count, oh, we're only counting the shots.
Yeah. I don't buy the control people. I think that's, I just don't buy it.
Dude, why wouldn't you buy the fact that, because if you're a city government official or a state government official and you've now become the most important person, you know this and I know this. Government hates giving back any kind of control. And
so they want to have people still die and they want the economy to still be
there. No, they're still going to give stuff out. It's not okay. But they like the fact that they can do it on their time frame. Politicians love problems because it makes them relevant.
Yeah, I get it. But it's a pandemic. It's not immigration. They don't want to fix immigration. I get why they don't want to do that. They make money off it. The pandemic has to end because people will lose their job in Washington. So I just don't buy it, man. You and I are on different sides of that. Don't buy that argument.
You have this faith that somehow that everybody does this all for this great reason. Politicians
You're putting words in my mouth. I've never said that.
So you don't think politicians would love to prolong this?
No, I don't. Yeah. I think your argument's weak.
How is my argument weak?
I think it's
wrong. We've gotten into wars over less stuff than this. We go to we do all kinds of things. Politicians love to take situations and run with it on a daily basis,
so
especially
Biden,
the
so
local.
Biden has 100 million vaccines, going to hold it back so he can.
You can give it out all you want. The problem is, I'm not saying he's not going to give it out. They all want to give it out. But when are they going to tell us, okay, you guys can go live your life?
And my point is, I think they're just being way overcautious. And maybe they're doing it because at this time last year, Trump was saying, we don't have a problem. There will not be a pandemic. Nobody's going to get this. It's going to be over in a couple days. So I think with
Fauci
the Biden
said it too.
Fine, put him in there.
Yeah.
Biden administration is probably being overcautious. That's what I think it is. Fauci is being overcautious. And that's what I don't like. Give us some hope. Give us some dates. I'm glad Chris gave us a date today. You know, everybody wants to get these vaccines out as soon as possible and end this thing. The sooner we end this thing, we get back to normal, the economy gets better, and everybody wins. So holding shots back just because
nobody's going to hold. I'm not saying holding shots
garbage.
Back. I'm not
saying I never once said
holding shots back. Give them all out. But what he said on there is, well, just because we have all the shots doesn't mean people are going to take them.
He's right. Unfortunately.
Well, you know what though? So that means based on that, and that sound is, I got to live by what those people.
No,
are doing.
I'm not living by those.
Why
people?
Not? What if they told you had to live by that?
Well, I'm going
to
go do my thing.
Well, then what happened? So you'll go do your thing now when everybody else want to do things. Well, you shouldn't do that. No, I have like
no.
We're
if
different.
You get vaccinated, you should be able
to live your life,
to go and do certain things. No question about it. But that doesn't mean you can't. You shouldn't wear a mask. That doesn't mean that you go to. You know, you got to still be careful because we're not out of this thing yet. But as soon as you do get vaccinated,
it opens up a little bit. What are you going to do different? What can you do different?
I might go and sit in a restaurant inside and really not worry because I don't do that.
You could do that now.
I'm not doing
but
it
now. But you could do that
I don't want to do it now.
Okay, but you don't want to. But I'm saying, what, to
people,
me...
People
if,
are, but I'm not doing
that.
If
I go get a vaccination, I go through all this whole thing, I want to be able to do whatever I want to be able to do. Live life like a normal thing without having to freak
Which
out
means
about...
means what? Give me an example.
I don't want to wear my mask 24-7 everywhere I go.
I don't think we're there yet, though.
But why? I've gone and done everything I should be able to do.
No.
I want to be able to go to a sporting event. Maybe, like, hey, it's wide open. Why? I've got my vaccination.
Yeah.
You know, there are things that I.
But there are teams that say you can't. We can't. Like the Suns say we can't let in more than 3,000. I think that's going to.
It sucks because this year they're going to get more than 3,000, right?
Finally, they got a good team and we could go watch them. but yeah, I want to do exactly what you said. I want to get back out there. I want to go sit in a restaurant with my wife and not have to worry if, when we go to this restaurant, honey, if there's no outdoor table, we got to go somewhere else. I don't want to do that.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that anymore. So when I get vaccinated, guess what? I'm going to go sit inside. Might take me a couple months, but I'm going to do it. And I'm thinking summer, I'm not going to want to sit outside. But
nobody wants
just,
you were the only human being that sat outside last year. You're outside.
During the summer?
Yeah. You're like, I'll sit outside.
Listen, I'll sit outside 115.
Because
I figured I wouldn't have to do it for very long.
No.
And I'll tell you now. I think you and I know this. We're going to get vaccinated before June.
No doubt in my mind. I would be surprised if we're not vaccinated before May.
So, you know, I can have Fauci or Biden or it doesn't really matter. Republican, Democrat, they can tell us, you know, maybe it's December. Not when I get vaccinated.
Yeah.
But I still want to follow the rules, Chad, just to a point of I want to respect people. So I'm going to wear my mask. But I might not have to wear it if I have some people over at the house and we got five couples in the backyard and most of us are vaccinated. I'm probably not wearing. I can tell you after I'm vaccinated and we have people around me that are vaccinated, I'm not wearing the mask.
No.
But in public, I still feel like, hey, if some of you didn't get vaccinated, I'm gonna give you a couple months because maybe I'll go before some people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But like at some point, like July 1st, it's on you now. That's on you.
I love that date.
I keep saying July 1st, it's on you. And if you don't get vaccinated and you get sick for whatever reason, maybe get hit by a bus. Again, that's on you.
But this Christmas thing is a joke. Fauci saying if your grandma has got both shots and waited a couple weeks, she can't go hug the grandkids. That's bull.
And
your life, listen, government can tell you one thing or another. They can't force you.
To get a vaccine.
No, they can't force you to not hug your grandkids.
No.
So my point is, after you do get the vaccine, your life is going to change. You still will have to do some things that you don't like wear a mask or, you know what, we couldn't go to that Suns game because they only allowed 6,000 in. Maybe we'll go to the next one. But your life does change after you get the vaccine.
Yeah.
There's no question about it. I'm seeing it right now.
And
I'll give you a quick example.
Okay.
I know we're running late. I'll give you a quick example. My wife got both vaccines. She's going back to the gym. She loves the gym. She likes playing golf with you, too. But she loves the gym. So we looked at it. We go, okay, well, today we had under 1,000 cases in Arizona. That's terrific. You got both vaccines. And she's like, I got to go back to the gym. Okay, you want to do the Gatos meter? Go.
Yeah.
Go back to the gym. She's even telling me, hey, I got both vaccines. Even though I retired from teaching, I'm going back in the classroom to help out. Go. The Gatos meter. We talk about
it. Yeah, because she's got the vaccine.
Right. Am I comfortable with that? She's always comfortable with that.
Yes.
Am I comfortable with that? I say yes.
Trust me, I know she's comfortable.
So I got to tell you, I know. The doors are opening now.
Yes.
And people like me are getting more comfortable knowing that the vaccine is on the horizon. So these politicians can kind of tell us, and it annoys us. I get it. You and I think they're doing it for a different reason.
Well,
I need a little bit more hope from these. I don't get the hope from these politicians, but don't tell me Christmas. Don't tell me grandma can't hug.
Because when I hear Christmas, you know what I hear? We may not be back in school next year. When I hear Christmas, you know what I hear? And they're talking, you know, Fauci's been talking, well, we're going to have to wear masks all the way through next year. We're going to have to, and it's going to come and flow. That's the other thing. Remember, they don't like to give up power, and it's easy because if it crops up one or two places here, they could solely say, oh, we got to shut things down. We're an unfortunate thing. For all of Ducey's faults, one of them is he's a lot more wide open. Other parts of the country, which will still affect us, they're going to be closed down a lot longer
than
we are.
We're a lot more wide open. We're also number two in deaths in the United States. So we're paying for that. We're paying for that decision.
Number
two overall, highest death rate of COVID. So we are paying.
But I bet we're going to get there sooner. Everybody else will
probably get there because more people in Arizona have had it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, and, you know, that's not necessarily a good thing. But, you know, you couple that with the vaccines.
Which is what everybody says you have to do anyways, because you're not going to get there on vaccines alone.
All right. Speaking of the vaccine.
Yeah.
Can you get the COVID shot in your butt?
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
It's the Gatos and Chad Show.
I'm so pumped. All this aside, I'm going to talk to Alex Stone later. Talking about all the sweet stuff flying in the sky. By the way, that plane was coming here.
3:30. Alex Stone is working on the story of the American Airlines pilot saw a UFO up close and personal on his way to Phoenix, and it's Chad's favorite story of the day.
Well, second favorite after the whole thing with the.
Oh, we'll get to that.
Thing.
We'll get to that. All right. Can you get the COVID shot in your buttocks?
I don't know why you couldn't.
I don't know why either, but apparently you certainly can. You can get the injection right in the soft part.
In the keister.
Now,
why can't you get it anywhere?
I don't know. It's a little odd. Because, you know, most people are getting it in the arm, obviously. I said all along I would take it in the eye if that's the only way to get it.
You would do it anyway.
4 in the morning, 2:30, I'll go to Tucson. It's kind of interesting. Like, you can't go to Walgreens and get a shot in your rear end. You can't go to State Farm Stadium and say, hold on a second, what I'd like to do is I'd like to put my rear end out the window.
I would totally do that.
I'll moon you while I get the vaccine. So it's like, it's almost like an etiquette thing. You can't just drop trowel and ask, like, seriously, when you go to CVS like, you know, you usually do and you get the flu vaccine, right? Nobody's pulling their pants down.
Well, some are. They're just getting called on it. They're not. You could totally. I don't know. You know, I mean, well, yeah, but they don't, right? They just kind of lift your shirt a little bit and pull it down a little bit.
I guess.
But you're not going to. But your doctor, right? Because what if you're like, I got to do stuff with my arm. Like, I lift. I do all kinds of things.
You know,
give me there.
You're right.
We joke about that. But if you use your arm a lot doing different things, you may, like, if you have a big softball championship, you don't want that thing hurting.
Oh, it's not. Listen, I'm not going to get in my right arm. I'll go either left arm. Right?
Yeah.
Or right cheek. Not left cheek, right cheek. Because, you know, I like to slide. I'll slide into a base, and that is on my left cheek. So if I'm going to get the vaccine, it goes either left arm, because it's not my throwing arm, or right cheek, right to buttocks cheek.
Because when you slide, you come down on your left.
Because I slide on my left side,
okay.
Yeah.
Right.
So
I like that. That's smart. Look, you're thinking ahead.
Oh, please.
That's game management right there.
I'm dreaming about it all the time. I can't wait for the shot, right? Let's see. What else do we have? Oh, quarantine, right?
Yeah.
When we were in quarantine, there's a new study out there that says this. More married couples during quarantine said, screw it. I'll just leave the bathroom door open.
Ugh.
I don't know. Listen, I just told you about my right cheek, right, yeah. Becky Lynn? I was talking about my right butt cheek.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll even go further here.
Okay.
I will go so far as to go upstairs to the bathroom so I'm further away from my wife. I don't want her hearing any of that stuff. We've been married 8 years. I can't even imagine. Let me tell you, if I've got Chipotle on the menu and I feel a little gassy, guess what? I'm going outside for a minute. That's how I do it. I don't go anywhere near where there's some sort of noise.
You know who was weird? President Johnson. He used to hold full meetings while he was going to the bathroom, sitting there talking.
Really?
Yep. I was famous for that.
I can't do that.
That is just...
I can't do that stuff around my wife. Can you do that stuff around
your
wife?
No, I can't do that. That's just... No.
It's
like,
gross.
Yeah, like, how many of you guys are... You guys got to go home if you have to go potty. Like, can't do it here.
Some people do
I'm looking
that.
At you, Quinn.
Becky Lynn.
When did this show become Gatos and Chad TMI?
It's not TMI.
No,
this is what real
too.
People are talking
you
about.
Are,
you've already talked about buttocks.
Well, that's a shot in the butt.
And now you're talking about whether or not you close the bathroom door
well,
and how you do your business.
It's
that's a study.
Would you leave the door open?
We don't need to know these kinds of things.
Would you leave the door open?
I refuse to answer.
I would never leave the door open.
Okay, Becky, about the buttocks thing. If you have, like, let's just say you lift and you do all kinds of stuff, and you were worried about your shoulder or your arm, you would go get it in the butt if you could.
What if you do squats and that kind of thing?
Then you get it in the arm.
What if you do both? What if you do a full body workout?
Well, then get it in the neck.
I was going to say. Where you go?
Between your toes?
I'll go so far as to say I need a loud fan in my bathroom. You know, the fan that's up there at the top?
Music?
Well, not necessarily music, but I'll roll some Pandora if I have to. But I need a loud...
You can time to it?
I need a loud fan, and I'll tell you what. I'll also run the water a little bit if I feel that softens some of the noise.
Man.
How do you like me now, Becky Lynn?
I think you're just
look
a
at you
wonderful person. But,
okay.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Okay.
Being so considerate of everyone else.
Yeah, I
Thanks
am a very
sharing.
Considerate guy.
Thanks
Coming up next, Mr. Potato Head is no longer Mr. Potato Head. You cannot call Mr. Potato Head Mr. anymore.
Call him whatever he wants. I talked to him. He wants to identify as a Mr.
Ah, geez. We're going to talk about it next.
Arizona's news station, KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Drive home with the Gatos and Chad Show.
Hey, guys, check it out. It's a podcast. Whose podcast? Gatos and Chad Show podcast. Right now, you can subscribe to it. Simple and easy. iPhone, Android. Never going to miss any of the show. It's Gatos and Chad Show. Awesome podcast brought to you this week by Retirement Planners of America.
It's Mr. Potato Head and his bucket of farts. Life's more easy, making life's more fun.
I already got a headache.
Potato Head and his bucket of farts.
Okay. So everybody knows Mr. Potato Head. Well, Mr. Potato Head is no longer a Mr.
Oh, but wait!
Hasbro, the company that makes the potato-shaped plastic toy, is going gender neutral.
Or are they?
At first, they said, we're just going to go Potato Head.
Yeah.
And the change will appear in the boxes this year. Listen, you know, I mean, how far are we going to go with this?
Far enough.
I know. We talk about this stuff all the time. Is there anything wrong with a Mr. Potato Head? No. Is there anything wrong with Mrs. Potato Head? Because apparently they also have that. No. How about baby Potato Head? They got the babies and stuff.
How about you raise the potato, the baby potato gender neutral?
No. So what are we doing here? Are we trying to make everybody happy?
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, if we've talked about this. If you're born a boy and you want to be a girl, well, now we have the surgery and we've got, you know, we can do that for you.
Yeah.
Okay. And then you're going to be a girl. Okay, great. Now you're a girl. Okay. Vice versa. You're born a girl. Now you want to be a boy. All right. Listen, I don't know what that's like. I don't even pretend to realize what that's like. And it's probably hell to have to go through that as a kid. But if you want to change, it's by all means, go ahead and do it. But I just keep saying, just pick one.
It is.
I don't get it. We've got Mr. and we've got a Mrs. And then that's all we need. We're good.
First of all, let's talk about the fact that finally Hasbro's come out and said, all right, here's the deal, guys. This didn't go as well as we thought.
So they put it out there, and now they backed off?
They said, I am, Y-A-M, proud to confirm that Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head aren't going anywhere and will remain Mr. and Mrs. Potato Head.
So not just Potato Head.
Not just Potato Head. Okay. But the whole thought process about this is when I talk about the, like, you know, people talk about the Civil War and all that chaos. The Civil War that's coming is the
culture. Talking about the current Civil War?
The one that we were supposed to have, but we really didn't because only 8 people showed up for real. You know,
I don't know what you're talking about. Are you talking about the Republican Party, or?
No, the Trump and everybody, oh, we're going to have the Civil War if we don't get what we want.
Okay.
The real war that's happening is a cultural war where they want to change language, mm-hmm. right? They want to change the way you say things. They want to come after you from anything. It's part of that cancel culture weirdness. And, you know, some stuff you can go, okay, I can see that. The problem is it's stuff like this because it's everywhere now. It's everywhere. It permeates every part of the world. Where, you know, when's Jesus getting canceled? I'm waiting for that one. When's the Bible getting canceled? Last year, that guy that used to be president joked about, well, they're going to get rid of these big rocks here, you know, with the faces on it. Remember that, Rushmore? And everybody's like, no, they're going to get rid of Lincoln. Yeah, they're going to get rid. This is
well,
the
they
chaos.
They haven't gotten rid of Mount Rushmore.
They would like to.
Well, some would like to, but that doesn't mean it's going to happen.
You know what? It doesn't take a lot. It only takes one or two rabble-rousers to get you in trouble in this day and age. And that's the scary thing. Mr. and Mrs. First of all, you can take them apart.
Did you look at the tweet from Hasbro very carefully? So here's the deal. They changed the logo.
Yeah.
And it's no the brand is no longer Mr. Potato Head. The brand is Potato Head.
Yes.
All but right. You still buy the box that has either Mr. or Mrs. in it. What? So and it plainly says on the box if you're buying Mr. Potato Head or Mrs. Potato
so,
Head.
So when I'm looking now, I'm on their actual they got a they have like a newsroom spotlight on Hasbro, and it's kind of. And let's be real, you're going to take the thing apart anyways. You're going to step on a few of the pieces. Your
sure.
kids aren't. Your kids aren't going to play.
The potatoes are the same. It's just the parts
yeah.
that you use.
So, I mean. But see, you had GLAAD, and you had all these people that have been pushing Hasbro to get rid of this and rename it, and they were super excited. They released something earlier saying how they were excited for them to come into a modern world, and that's what they're saying: create your modern family. You know, it's.
One could argue that Mrs. Potato Head always got left out and the brand was Mr. Potato Head. Well, why was it Mr. Potato Head? Maybe Potato Head is a better.
Maybe because he's bringing
baby.
Home the fries. Right?
So you can still buy Mr. or Mrs.
Yeah, but if
or
I
both.
But if I buy the Mr., do I know that it is male?
Yes, it says on okay. the box, Mr. Potato Head. And it's got a picture of Mr. Potato
well,
Head.
Well, when they were talking about it, it's just going to be Potato Head.
The logo is. The
okay.
brand name of
but
this
see,
toy is now just called Potato Head.
Yeah, but
so they could have Baby Potato Head.
Yeah,
they could
but
have
I,
a potato dog. They could have, you know.
Well, they adopted the Baby Potato Head.
And from what I understand, they were just going to make it look like you can't tell if it's a if it's
no.
Mr. or Mrs.
No.
That's what I saw.
Yeah, no.
That's what
like
everybody thought at first. Apparently.
Well, I mean, well, they can come back and say whatever they want now, but they were going to take the mustache off of Mr. Potato Head.
Yeah.
He's
and,
right there.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, because they're like, uh-oh.
Well, now they're in trouble because
yeah.
everybody says, how stupid are you guys? I mean, it's a stupid toy. Buy it. If you like the girl version,
nobody
buy
buys it.
It.
Buy your kid a tablet because that's all they want.
Yeah.
Potato Head is fun. It's a Toy Story. Come on.
Well, not anymore because now that was a person. That was John Ratzenberger, right? So they got to get rid of him.
Was that? Yeah, that was him.
See, here it is.
There's nothing insulting about Mr. Potato Head.
No.
There's nothing ridiculous or there's nothing that should make anybody angry about, well, there's a potato and they put Mr. in front. Who cares? Who cares? It's a doll or whatever. It's a little play thing. Who cares? It's ugly. You buy it. You screw around with it. Okay, great. If you want the girl version, you buy Mrs. If you want the boy version, you buy Mr.
Yeah.
What am I missing?
You're right. That's exactly what it says.
But yeah, but see, here's the thing. And they came out today and they said, we want it to be gender neutral. Like all the other potatoes.
Is Mr. gender neutral?
No.
Is Mrs. gender neutral?
No.
So what else do we need? What else do we need for a Potato Head? What else?
We don't need anything.
Well,
but
that's
the,
what I point.
The thought process isn't about whether or not it's creeping into everything where they're wanting to change stuff and
yeah, but if I've covered my bases on male and female, we should all be good.
But only the brand name is gender neutral.
I understand
now.
That.
That's
yeah.
but I mean
this
okay.
Is their, but this is how they backed out of it.
Yeah, that's how they
are
backed
you sure
out.
That we didn't just misread it?
No, they came out and said this. This was in their newsroom, too.
I had it read to me before the show.
That yeah. they changed their minds.
Well, yeah, they backtracked and they tweeted out, no, Mr. and Mr. Potato Head will always be Mr. and Mr. Potato Head. So
Mr. and Mr. Potato Head?
Yeah, that's the way it is now. They don't want Mr. and Mrs. It's just Mr. and Mr.
I thought they wanted Mr. and Mrs.
It's for the modern world.
Oh, goodness.
I'm totally confused.
I think he's joking.
That's the whole thing about Mr. Potato Head, right? It could be anything you want.
Oh, jeez.
Including dinner.
Not a good dinner. All right, coming up next. let's see. Oh, Kelly Ward. You know she's the head of the Arizona Republican Party.
Is it?
By the way, she cheated. But anyway, if that's the case, she's a head of the Republican Party in Arizona. Why is she telling everybody to jump off the ship?
Because she's getting ready to sink it again? How many times can you sink a ship?
I think you can do it. She can do it many times. The Gatos and Chad Show.
Arizona's news station. KTAR News, 92.3 FM.
Where news and entertainment hang out. The Gatos and Chad Show, 2 till 6.
Really interesting conversation yesterday with former Arizona Governor Jan Brewer. And you and I were just talking to her. I mean, she's as Republican gets, yeah. Right? She loves her party. And we're talking about Kelly Ward and how an embarrassment she is. And she's just run Arizona's Republican Party into the ground. She's the chair. And even Jan Brewer saying, listen, I mean, this lady has got to get her act together. She's got to stop, you know, going after these Dominion voting machines. And she loses every time she decides to go after something. It doesn't matter if it's her own election. She can't be a senator. She desperately wants to be a senator. Remember, she's the one that said, John McCain, hopefully he just dies so I can become the senator. That's what she said. And, you know, we can go.
She lost that too.
Yeah. So she's the chairwoman for the Arizona GOP. And so apparently today she comes out and she wants everybody to join another party. She wants everybody in her party, so-called party, to join another party. Well, what does that mean? I think it's like the Q party. Because she's Q, dude.
Yeah, she is. It's the Patriot Party, and this is Trump.
There is no Patriot Party.
That's the whole thing. So this weekend, CPAC is going on. If you don't know what that is, that's the big conservative get-together. It's happening in Orlando. Trump is giving a massive speech where he's going to announce he's running in 2024, more than likely. And he's also basically going to be going after anybody and everybody who is there. This is when he puts his stamp on what he's going to be doing, which will decide how this party ends up. And do not be surprised if another party doesn't emerge out of this. And Kelly, it sounds like she's one of those people that is staying a little bit longer at a business and stealing all the leads she can.
Okay. But here's the thing. Why would anyone start another party? Like, why would Trump start another party when he right now is the Republican Party? You don't need to start another party because in terms of people who vote, they're still, you know, many of them are still behind him. So why do you need to start another party? If you start another party, then you've got the Republican Party and then you've got the Trump Party. But I got to tell you, man.
Do the Whig Party.
Listen, I've said this ad nauseum and I'm tired of saying it. But listen, Trump did some good things while he was in office. But then he became QAnon. Yeah. Sorry, he did. He became QAnon. He didn't believe the election results. He didn't believe that there was a virus. I mean, come on. We all know that that's the truth. So are you just going to start the Q party?
No.
And are you going to be in bed with a Viking guy who's in jail in D.C.? I mean, come on.
The party that they're going to see, here's the thing. He's the Republican Party when it comes to the constituents. He is not the Republican Party when it comes to the party itself.
What does that mean?
Old money versus new money. Trump, the Mitch McConnells, the Mitt Romney. Those are the rhinos, you know, all of the guys who and gals who are the status quo, not the Marjorie Taylor
like
Greens, the younger people.
Liz Cheney.
Yeah, those that's old Republican Party. The Bushes, yeah. The Cheneys.
See, that's the party that I like.
Yeah. No, this party right here is going to be the other party, the energized party, the party of
that lost the election.
Yeah. Well, it won the election. He lost his election. They won pretty much everywhere else.
They didn't win the Senate.
That's on him, though.
I get it.
And they thought they were going to lose the Senate by a lot more.
Well, I'm just saying, it's not like the Republican Party did well in the last election.
They did great. They won state houses. They flipped state houses. They secured more state houses. They won more governorships.
Would you rather?
And they grabbed a bunch of houses.
Would you rather win all that stuff, or would you rather win the presidency and the Senate? You'd rather win the presidency and the Senate. So they lost the two biggest elections.
Actually, you know what? It depends. I mean, look, outside of immigration and a few other little things, your state government is far more important than an to you, like we've been talking about the coronavirus and when are we going to get out of it? And you got, you know, Joe Biden, the president, like, maybe next year. But Ducey,
he's given us a terrible answer to COVID and when we're going to get out of this thing.
Yeah, but states are going to be the ones that decide that. The politics is always local. Mm-hmm. And so, the Republicans did really well, but he didn't do well. And they failed in Georgia, but that was Trump.
I know.
You got people running in there and, you know, yelling and screaming, don't go vote because they're going to steal your vote. That's not going to help you.
No, it's not.